Bear Week. Have you heard of Fat Bear Week? Do you know what it is? It does attract a lot of attention online and in real life where it happens in Alaska. It's a natural phenomenon and it is Fat Bear Week this week, October 5 to 11. It draws a massive crowd, not only online, but people actually go to Brooks Falls in Alaska to see the fat bears. What is it all about? I'm joined now by a man who has, in fact, been to Fat Bear Week. Paul Bentley, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dee Dee.
Tell us what Fat Bear Week is all about.
As you mentioned, it's all centred on Brooks Falls in Alaska. There's about 80 bears converge on the falls between around mid-June through until roughly late October in the Katmai National Park. They're there to feast on salmon, and for people who want to watch the bears online, if they Google brown bear cam, they can go online now and actually look at the bears feeding on the salmon. It's about 7:15 at night in Brooks Falls at the moment. And the cameras, there's 8 cameras up and down the Natneck River that you can watch different views and different bears and just see what they're up to. As you mentioned, I was there in late July. The most amazing experience of my life. We stayed at a place called Alaska's Gold Creek Lodge, and they took us to the viewing platform at Brooks Falls. When we were there, there were probably about 14 bears along the falls and in the falls, just catching salmon after salmon after salmon. We then did a guided river walk. The Gold Creek Lodge guide took us down in waders in the river, and it was just mind-blowing. You look on one bank, and there was a mum with a couple of cubs just sitting there. On the other bank of the river, on the other side of us, we watched a bear come off the bank and hop into the river and probably swam up to within about, 10 metres of us. It was so focused on the salmon, it would put its head up to have a look around, then put its head down to try and grab some salmon. But it was just like being in your own National Geographic documentary. And there's about 15,000 people each year go to Brooks Falls to do exactly what we've done. But otherwise, if you can't get there, the bear cams run probably until another week and a half or so. They normally get about 11 million views every summer.
It's extraordinary, the amount of interest. And, Paul, I mean, the danger with something becoming so popular and interesting the way it has done, Fat Bear Week, is that people are then going into the environment where the bears are trying to just live their natural life. How close do people actually get to them? I mean, is it disturbing the bears?
It's well controlled. Everyone who goes to Brooks Falls, the National Park Service actually insists that everyone does a bear induction, and they have to go through the 10-minute presentation to understand how to enjoy the bears but not interact to the point that you're going to upset the bears. And it's all about the bears have the right of way. So if you're on a walking path and you see a bear coming towards you, the advice is you talk quite loudly as you're walking on the walking path, but as soon as you see a bear, just say, "Hey, bear," and step off the path, and bear clearly has right of way. And when you're talking about, I mean, as we get into the peak of Fat Bear Week, which I'll talk about now, is bears, adult bears weigh between 270 and 400 kilos by midsummer. By later this month, the larger bears are about 450 kilos. The fattest one can weigh over 600 kilos, so you clearly want to give them the right of way anyway. But Fat Bear Week, how did it come about? It's a thing between the National Park Service and explore.org, and they're partners in the webcams, and they set the webcams up 10 years ago. And so they have Fat Bear Week. So if you Google brown bear cam, it takes you to the bear cams, and there's also a link on that page to Fat Bear Week, or you can just Google Fat Bear Week and it will come up as well. So Fat Bear Week, the National Parks and explore.org, come up with a series of daily matchups where they put two fat bears up online and people vote for them. And yesterday's matchup had 110,000 votes.
It's incredible. And it is fascinating to see them because, you know, there's skinny bear and then there's bear who's had all his salmon and he's ready to hibernate. And they're quite massive. It's many of us could relate after having gone through lockdown and having similar body changes. And, Paul, with the voting online for, you know, the fat bear or whatever it is, there's no prize or anything. Are people just doing it out of interest?
People are just doing it out of interest because, as I said, there's 11 million people watch the bear cams each year. So there's even social media groups dedicated to the bears, and some people know exactly by looking at the bear what number it is. The National Park Service, if their bear monitors see a bear more than 3 times in the season, they give it a 3-digit number. And so there's so much interest online. People know which bear is which number. When I was there, they weren't so much fat bears as portly bears, but obviously they've been eating a lot of salmon and berries and grasses since then. So there's a couple more matchups tomorrow. So if you go online anytime between 3 a.m. and midday tomorrow, there's another vote tomorrow. They put two matchups up. You can have a look at the bear and vote for which one you think is the fattest. Then there's another one on Sunday, and then later next week, the final two fat bears, and people will vote for them. And as I said, there might be 100,000-odd votes, and the fat bear of the season will be declared.
Extraordinary stuff. Thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. Paul Bentley there, who's been to the Fat Bear Week in Alaska. Look, it's only a matter of time before this gets cancelled for fat-shaming the bears. But Fat Bear Week, if you Google that, you'll see the pictures, and you can see it's just extraordinary to see the difference in these animals as they fatten themselves up so that they can hibernate for the winter.